Are you looking for Christ-centered, cross-focused Christmas gifts for your young children, grandchildren, or godchildren? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December is a children's book titled, O Holy Night. This children's resource costs less than $2, plus shipping and handling. O Holy Night is published by Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or you can find out more at issuesetc.org. O Holy Night, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
The birth of Christ fulfilled a prophecy of salvation, giving a weary world a cause to rejoice. And in that spirit, we will bring light to the tree that flourishes as a symbol of everlasting light.
Narcissism, which is narcissism and eisegesis, which is reading things into Scripture that are not there.
I'm sure it didn't feel right for Jesus when he was dying on the cross to make amends for our sin, but it was nonetheless the right thing to do.
On Christmas Day, as you look out at all this white snow, I want you to see the snow as red, red with the blood of Jesus Christ.
This is Mark from Michigan, and I am a lawnmower listener. We love Issues Etc.
I think, I don't know if anyone could have anticipated the degree to which religious freedom would become an issue. I think there were those who saw it coming, but not as soon as it has come. Unless you're a pharmacist or a doctor or a nurse or someone who has a conscience, and in the course of doing your everyday ordinary work, you were asked, you were sometimes required by law to violate your conscience, then what do you do? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. On this Wednesday afternoon, December the 12th, I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. In the first few minutes, Mark Rienzi of the Beckett Fund will join us. We'll talk about an Illinois appellate court ruling saying that pharmacists can't be forced to sell emergency contraceptives. Dr. Serge Trifkovic will be our guest after that. We'll talk about the plight of Christians in Egypt. Pastor Ross Engel will join us to talk about John the Baptist and Wesley Smith of the Discovery Institute. We'll come alongside at the very end to talk about a right-to-live case before the Canadian Supreme Court. Mark Rienzi joins us. He's senior counsel for the Beckett Fund based in Washington, D.C. Mark, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Good to be here, Todd.
What is the Plan B pill have to do with religious freedom?
Quite a lot, actually, as you mentioned in your introduction, because for the past 7 years, a handful of state governments have been trying to force religious pharmacists to give out the pill, even though they have religious objections to doing so. And the great development that we've had in the past few days is after 7 long years of litigation, the state of Illinois has finally given up and recognize that under Illinois and federal law, they're not allowed to force people out of their profession just for having the wrong religious beliefs.
So give us a brief history of this law that I think dates back to 2005, you said?
It does. It dates back to Governor Blagojevich back when he was governor in 2005. He announced that pharmacists should fill prescriptions without making moral judgments, that if they didn't like his rule, they should just find another profession. And, of course, it was illegal then, and it's illegal now, to force people out of their profession because of their religious beliefs. The law requires, and rightfully requires, the government to, within reason, work around people's religious beliefs. And so we've spent the past 7 years litigating on behalf of some pharmacists in Illinois who had always been in good standing in the state, who never had complaints against them, who did great jobs, both of them been pharmacists for about 25 years. But the government was saying, well, we're going to shut you down and kick you out of your profession unless you also agree to give out this one pill. One of the things that developed in the litigation was it became absolutely clear that there was no health risk at all here. The government's argument was always, oh, we need to force everybody to do it because if we don't, there'll be a health problem. People won't get their morning after pill. And when we finally got the trial and the government had to present evidence, they actually had to admit that there was no evidence at all of a health problem. In other words, it's not as if letting the religious objectors object interfered with anybody getting the medicine, because there are lots of willing sellers. So it was something that had no basis, no reason for it, yet for 7 years the government was trying to kick people out of the profession for their Catholic and Christian religious beliefs.
I got two questions on that. The first one is, why in the world, if you could just go down the street to the next pharmacist, why would The Blagojevich administration at first, and then their successors. Why would they want to force everybody, every pharmacist, to do this?
Well, there's no good reason for it, right? One of the pharmacists in this case, his pharmacy is actually located in Chicago, and as you can imagine, you can't walk three blocks in Chicago without passing two pharmacies. So it wasn't that you needed it so everybody could have access. When Blagojevich announced this, he was flanked by people from Planned Parenthood and NARAL. And what I think it's really about is trying to define opposition to abortion or emergency contraception as illegitimate and not acceptable within professional circles. And so that, I think, was really their goal, to say this is a belief that is not permitted here. And at some level, I think they probably succeeded. Because over the past 7 years, I think there are probably some young people who might have thought about going into the pharmacy profession who said, you know what, if the government can do that to me, that's not for me. So at some level, unfortunately, I think the bad guys probably succeeded in some ways. But ultimately, the good news is Illinois law is clear. Pharmacists get this protection and can't be forced.
I also want your response to Ed Yonka, speaking for the American Civil Liberties Union of Illinois. His response to the appellate court's decision was, and I quote, "We are dismayed that the court expressly refused to consider the interests of women who are seeking lawful prescription medication and essentially held that the religious practice of individuals trumps women's health care. We think the court could not be more wrong." What's your response?
Well, the response is that the judge who was in court saw the evidence, and apparently the ACLU did not, but the evidence in the case was that after 6 years, the state of Illinois had never heard of a single actual woman, not one, who had been unable to get the drug. And the case had been litigated in Washington State on a very similar rule and very similar claims by the government and the ACLU there, too, that, well, this is a real health issue. But when you have to actually prove that up, when you have to actually show, well, explain to me how making one more pharmacist in Chicago changes access. The answer is no one can prove it because it's not true. So, you know, it's good rhetoric from that speaker, but it bears no relation to the facts. All the courts, when seeing the facts, have said that there's no health problem here at all.
With only a minute, Mark, is this the end of the issue in Illinois? Is it the end of the issue in other states?
It is the end of the issue in Illinois. It is not the end of the issue in other states. But so far, whenever we litigate the case, we win the case, because the truth is this is a situation where giving somebody a religious objection really imposes no harm on anybody else, and it really is the right thing to do. So we're hopeful that the trend will continue and that more and more courts will do what the Illinois courts did here.
Mark Rienzi is senior counsel for the Beckett Fund based in Washington, D.C. You can find a link to the Beckett Fund at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Mark, thank you very much for being our guest.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.